PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and very nice to have you with us once again for another edition of the program. And let's begin right away with a song that I'm not sure we've played it before. It's a very silly number, and it's only because I feel a little bit silly today. It's Kenneth Williams, the wonderful English comedian and actor who starred in over 20 Carry On films, and was also a star on radio in series such as Hancock's Half Hour and Round the Horn with Kenneth Horn. And it's one of the songs that he did for Round the Horn, and it's called The Marrow Song.
Down the road there lives a man I'd like you all to know. He grew a great big marrow for the local flower show. And when the story got around, they came from far and wide. And when the people saw the marrow, everybody cried, "Oh, what a beauty! I've never seen one as big as that before. Oh, what a beauty! It must be 2 foot long or even more. It's such a lovely colour and so nice and round and fat. I never thought a marrow could grow as big as that. Oh, what a beauty! I've never seen one as big as that before." He was leaning on the garden gate the other day and beckoned to a lady who lives across the way. Took her down the garden path and showed it her with pride. And when she saw the size of it, the little lady sighed. "Oh, what a beauty! I've never seen one as big as that before. Oh, what a beauty! It must be 2 foot long or even more. With such a lovely colour and nice and round and fat, I never thought a marrow could grow as big as that. Oh, what a beauty! I've never seen one as big as that before. I mean me marrow. I've never seen one as big as that before."
Yes, the wonderful Kenneth Williams and the Marrow Song, Oh What a Beauty. What's interesting, of course, is the lyrics of that song was not changed, but depending on how you would sing it, for example, the way Kenneth Williams did, the song has a completely different meaning. There's a lot of double entendre, which is absolutely wonderful. Anyway, very welcome to everyone who is listening at the moment to Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. The other day, I came across an LP, and we're not going to play any of it on today's program because it still has to be digitized. But I'm wondering actually how many people remember it. It came out in 1979, and it was by Mitch Murray, a well-known British composer, producer, who composed songs for a number of singers like Nana Mouskouri, Shirley Bassey, Cliff Richard, and many others. And he was also a shortwave listener. But in 1979, he produced an album called Mitch Murray Presents Long Live Shortwave. And it's actually a very, very interesting album to listen to, because side one actually is about, well, the different things you can hear on shortwave and how it works. And then side two is made up of different interval signals from various international broadcasters. Now, that's actually the part that is actually the most interesting, because while some of them are the actual interval signals of international broadcasters, others on that side of the album are the Mitch Murray Orchestra doing a version of whatever interval signal it is. It is actually quite interesting. And there's actually bits and pieces that I wanted to use on the program, and I will be using them on the program on a future edition. So tune into that. We also make the whole thing available as a download through our website, pcjmedia.com. It reminds me a little bit of, when was it? A while ago, something that we played. I'm not sure if we played it on this program, or it may have been Media Network. No, it was Media Network, but that was a good idea. If we haven't played it here, we'll play it here today. An interesting 45 RPM disc that came out many years ago. I have to dig it up. So let's get to music, and then when we come back, I'll explain to you what it is. Frank Ifield, and a song that was originally made famous by Frankie Lane, Mule Train.
Over hill and over plain, seems as how they never will stop. Clibbity-clop, clibbity-clop, clibbity-clibbity, clibbity-clibbity, clibbity-clopping along. There's a block of chewing tobacco for a miner in Corona, and there's a guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona. And there's a dress of calico for a pretty little Navajo. And get along, mule. Get along, get along, get along, get along, get along, get along, get along. And there's some cotton thread needles for the folks away out yonder. And there's a shovel for a miner who left his home to wander. There's some rheumatism pills for the settlers up in the hills. Get along, mule. Yeah. Get along, get along, get along, get along, get along, get along, get along. And there's a letter full of sadness, and it's black all round the border. And there's a pair of boots for someone who had them made just to order. There's a Bible in the pack for the Reverend Mr. Black. And get along, mule. Yeah, get along, get along, get along, get along, get along, get along, get along. Mule train, ha! Hey, hey, mule train, ha!
Frank Ifield singing a song that was made famous by Frankie Lane called Mule Train. Luckily, as that song was playing, I did come across that single that I actually decided to play on today's program. It came out in 1959, and it was released as a 45 RPM by the Helicrafters Company. It's a shortwave, it was a shortwave radio maker in the 1950s, very well known. And if you go on eBay and all kinds of other sites, you'll find some of these radios in working condition that you can actually still buy. They're quite big. So depending on where you live, the postage and the shipping might be rather expensive. But anyway, as a promotion tool, they released a 45 RPM called The Amazing World of Shortwave Listening. And it is interesting to listen to it today and try to think about what we can actually still hear today on the international shortwave band. So here it is, The Amazing World of Shortwave Listening from 1959 from the Helicrafters Corporation.
Hello? is the sound of adventure, and I am Alex Dreyer, your man on the go, here to escort you on a most unusual trip around the fabulous, fantastic world of shortwave radio. Through the facilities and cooperation of the Hallicrafters Company, world's most respected name in communications, this limited edition recording will bring you a new dimension in history, in current events, in excitement and drama, the likes of which you may never before have experienced. So please turn on your imaginary shortwave set and join me now as we scan the bands for the voices of adventure, new words and new sounds, from outer space to Little America, from aircraft pilot to rock and roll. From a fishing boat captain to genuine Italian opera. Every sound authentically reproduced directly from actual shortwave broadcasts you might have heard in your own living room on a Hallicrafters shortwave receiver. For instance, here is an event that made the front pages of newspapers all over America last year, the dramatic capture of a desperate criminal named Richard Carpenter, who had shot a policeman in Chicago, Illinois. Through a sixth sense, known only to the best of newsmen, a field reporter literally was on the firing line with police during the capture, relaying the entire proceeding with a mobile shortwave transmitter. Listen closely now, and you'll hear the actual gunfire and the excitement that follows.
Those were the shots in front of 2048 Potomac. They have him up there now. The police are all crouched behind the cars. You can hear them firing at him now. Is he on the roof or is he in the building? He's in the third floor of the building. Is it Carpenter? It's Carpenter. Time is 11 minutes after 9.
They've got him.
They've got him. They're bringing him out now. They're taking him out now. Get out of the way, will you? Get out of the way. There's a terrific crowd around him. The police are trying to make a cordon around this man while they lead him away. The street is full of people. The police are walking here. I'm next to an officer with a submachine gun pointed in the air.
Of course, incidents like that don't occur on shortwave every night, thank goodness. On the other hand, you can tune in on the regular police broadcasts, and they make pretty exciting listening. You've heard it said that the only way to learn a foreign language is to live in a foreign country. Well, maybe so. But if someone in your family is a language student, the next best thing is shortwave radio. Twist the dial a few times any night, and a linguistic paradise is yours. In fact, every language spoken by man. Spanish.
Voy a cantar el himno, qué rica bendición.
Magnífico, Loida. Es un himno muy adecuado para cantarlo en este programa.
French.
Mon âme et mon âme surabonde. Nous verrons l'or et l'azur. Les ciels glacés dessinent la vraie lumière.
German.
Rudolf Stockhaus, Ringen, Wartons.
And if you want a new twist on American jazz music, you might tune in your Hallicrafters receiver to something like this.
Der junge Rock'n'Roll Star, eine eigene Komposition.
Whether time is critical to your business or you're merely fussy about details, shortwave will bring you the National Bureau of Standards WWV exact time report periodically, 24 hours a day.
National Bureau of Standards WWV. When the tone returns, Eastern Standard Time is 8:55 p.m.
Everywhere we turn, we read about this modern air age of ours that thrives on a pace we earthlings can scarcely imagine. But with a Hallicrafters shortwave receiver, it's a simple matter to get in tune, so to speak, with the men who live in the stratosphere, the pilots, and the tower control men who guide them. And here's just a sample.
Miami Air Force 17, Manor 7, that is affirmative. Air Force 12678, over.
Air Force 17, Manor 7, for Air Force 12678, Miami, roger, thank you.
Manor 7.
And here are some voices that were heard literally around the world not long ago when a group of radio amateurs aboard a globe-circling military plane talked to hundreds of amateur stations during Operation Worldwide.
W8OLJR Nautical Mobile, QRZ, this is Operation Worldwide. Around-the-world flight on military air transport plane C-54, 50564, calling CQ, calling CQ, calling CQ.
Yugoslavia calling, YU-1, able to, certainly nice to hook up with you there from that worldwide operation you have. The name here is Mirko, Mike Ida, Roger, King Ocean, M-I-R-K-O, Mirko is the name and location is Belgrade, of course.
The YU-1AD, W-8OLJ. Okay, fine, Mirko. This is the FBM-200 is the transistorized helicopter transceiver. W-8AW, are you still on there? W-8AW, go ahead.
Back to Earth again. Down on the Gulf Coast, even a landlubber like me gets advance notice when the tuna fleet is coming home, if the wind's in the right direction. Fortunately, the canneries have much more accurate data, thanks to the modern miracle of powerful shortwave radio telephones aboard the boats. Most every night, you can pick up conversations like this.
I'm trying to do that. I mean, you could probably get a piece of inch and get it in there, and then you'd have to weld it pretty tight on the end of your drum to hold it to keep it from rattling around in there.
Fortunately for mankind, the sort of language you'll hear next is spoken infrequently, and America will not forget that it was spoken even once. On the 2nd of September 1958, Soviet jet fighters over Armenia shot down in cold blood an unarmed U.S. military transport plane, apparently having lured it over the border with fake radio beams. Its fate might never have been known, except for the alertness of shortwave monitors who actually tape-recorded the voices of Russian flyers taking part in the slaughter. Listen and remember. And if you've tired of Westerns on TV, try the shortwave bands any evening for a different kind of live dramatic fare, direct from Laos or Lucerne or London.
How many times have you seen Morrison and the deceased man talk together?
I did not take notice exactly, but 2 weeks before the crime, he was too much friendly with him. I saw him every night when I came from my work.
You gave evidence at the police court?
Yes.
Did you say this? I had known the prisoner about 2 months. He was friendly with Baron about 2 weeks before he was murdered. I have seen them a couple of times talking together. Is that correct?
In the United States alone, there are more than 185,000 amateur radio stations. They are operated by doctors, scientists, mechanics, even housewives, ordinary folks with a boundless curiosity, a spirit of adventure, and an urge to know and understand and help their fellow man. In times of disaster or emergency, in wartime or peacetime, radio amateurs provide a lifeline of communications where no other can exist. Recently, for example, a man in Evanston, Illinois, answered his telephone one evening and to his utter astonishment found himself talking to his brother at the South Pole. The conversation relayed by local radio amateur Marvin Eichhorst. Listen.
Well, I was just wondering, I wonder if you could tell me something about the camp life down at the South Pole in... By the way, how's your weather conditions down there, Carl? It's on the mild side here in Chicago. Come in, please.
First, I will start off and say, well, I am about, I'm better than 10,000 miles there from Chicago, down here at Low America. And Low America is located about a mile and a half or 2 miles inland. It's located on Keenan Bay on the Ross Ice Shelf. On the Ross Ice Shelf. And we're on ice here. We're on ice that is about 800 feet thick. And the ocean measures about 2,000 feet deep under that.
And even on the amateur bands, the mind of woman is as wonderful and mysterious as ever.
Stay down there on Sanibel. Over.
We stay at a perfectly wonderful place called the Island Inn, which we love dearly, and I think you would like it also. It's very simple. You wear shorts all day and then maybe wear a cotton dress at night. We get up around 8. We go to bed around 9. Over.
Well, it just sounds divine.
As man's horizons broaden, not merely to other lands, but to other worlds, his communications lifeline must broaden too. for without communication, man would be totally lost in this universe. On the 11th of November, 1935, a United States Army balloon established a world altitude record of 73,395 feet into the stratosphere. Its name, Explorer 2. Shortwave receivers for the home were virtually unknown then, otherwise you could have heard this amazing three-way shortwave conversation between the late Captain Edwin C. Music, world-famous airline pilot, Captain A.W. Stevens aboard the balloon, and a newspaper reporter in London, England.
Can you hear me all right?
Oh, yes, certainly.
How's everything going?
Well, everything's going all right. We're going down now. The altitude that we have at the present time is less than 30,000 feet now.
Hello, Captain Stevens.
Hello.
This is the Daily Telegraph, London.
This is Explorer 2.
Congratulations to you and Captain Anderson on your great achievement.
Thank you very much, sir. We're descending now a little too fast, and we're putting our ballast.
Oh, dear.
So I'll have to sign off, I believe, and get back to our duties. Thank you very much.
Hello, Captain Stevens.
Yes?
Just one more word. What about that rip in your balloon?
What about it?
Yes, what happened?
Well, we fixed it. There was a rent about 17 feet long.
Was it really?
Well, now, listen, you'll have to excuse me because we've got to get busy.
I hardly need add that man's progress in the quarter century since that historic event has been fantastic. The name of that gas-filled spaceship and the statistics are remarkably significant today. For in December of 1958, a new American Explorer, Explorer 4, was launched. And from a height of not 14, but nearly 1,000 miles, you could have heard on a shortwave receiver the most dramatic message of hope and faith in modern history. The voice of the President of the United States, President Eisenhower. From outer space to Timbuktu, from pilot to sea captain, from overseas news to music in Rio de Janeiro, the great events of history and excitement of the moment are yours with the twist of a dial. You're in tune with the world, the amazing world of shortwave radio with a Hallicrafter's receiver.
The Amazing World of Shortwave Listening, a 45 RPM released by the Hallicrafters Corporation in 1959. I don't know how many of those were released, but every now and again, they do come up on eBay. And it was one of those purchases that I made thinking, oh, this seems interesting. And that was it. It wasn't too expensive. It was like $2 or $3 or something like that, you know. Anyway, you are listening to Happy Station coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Now time for more music. Let's take a listen to France Gall with Ne Sois Pas Si Bête.
Serre-moi plus fort et plus fort encore. Ne t'en fais pas, ne crains rien de moi, car tu es encore une petite fille. Encore une
And Ne sois pas si bête here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Well, at the moment, we're working on program 4 of From the Radio Netherlands Archives. We've had 3 programs so far. The last one that we did just over a week ago was on the drama department and dramas produced by Radio Nederland. And we've been getting a very amazing response from listeners saying, "Oh, can we hear this one, or we would like to hear that one? Can you feature this, that, and the other?" Oh, okay, put it this way: there's actually a lot that there is, so I'm not sure that we can actually get to every suggestion. And again, people have been asking if this program will be made available as a download, and it won't be, but it is going to be part of a book that we're working on, which will be coming out later this year. As much as I would like to give you a little bit more information, but I don't really want to at this moment in time, because it's still being put together. Katarina Valente and Sailor's Nightclub in Golden Frisco.
Sukiya Mama heißt das Girl aus der Chinatown in Frisco. Sukiya Mama ist das Girl aus dem alten China Shop. Sukiya Mama, die verkauft da grüne Jade in der California Street. Doch keiner sieht, was mit dem Girl abends geschieht. Sukiya Mama sieht die Boys von der schönen großen Navy. Sukiya Mama trifft mal den und mal den in Sailors Club. Sukiya Mama, die verkauft die schönen Träume, die das weiße Pulver schenkt. Suki, okay, schön ist der Rausch, weiß ist der Schnee. Sailor's Nightclub in Golden Frisco, Grand Street right up in Golden Frisco. Pine Street. Sukiya Mama ist dahin von dem alten Kahn bestellt. Sukiya Mama hat getan, was sie nicht tun soll, wenn sie weißen Schnee verkauft. Suki war schwach, als sie dem Boy Liebe versprach. Sukiya Mama, die bleibt drin in dem Haus da in der Pine Street. Sukiya Mama, die verkauft keine grüne Jade mehr. Sukiya Mama wollte fort mit ihrem Sailor, fort aus Frisco's Chinatown. Ja und darum bleibt Suki stumm. Sailor's Nightclub in Golden Frisco, Grand Street right up in Golden Frisco, China's Träume in Golden Frisco, keeps in Sailor's.
Frisco. Suki, ja mama, du warst jung, doch du wusstest längst Bescheid. Keiner darf hinaus aus der Chinatown von Frisco, wenn er weiß, was du gewusst. Suki, all right.
Suki, all right.
Das ist die Chinatown Night.
Chinatown Night.
Suki, all right, das ist die Chinatown Night.
Katerina Valente, Golden Sailors Club in Golden Frisco here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Now, if you've been paying attention to the news lately, North Korea has been in the news. And again this past week, and no, it has nothing to do with launching rockets or doing nuclear tests. This one has to do with North Korea's intranet. Now, I didn't mispronounce that word. It is intranet, not internet. That's because the Democratic People's Republic of Korea have their own internal internet system. Essentially, it can only connect to websites inside North Korea. And it's interesting because even the smallest, if we take a small country, let's say Fiji, all right, or Andorra, let me think of another one, with at least a sizable population, Taiwan, maybe, Hong Kong. Well, Hong Kong is part of China, but it's a special administrative region. One of these places, Hong Kong, for example, which only has a very small population of around, or Singapore, 4 million people, right? Singapore with 4 million people has more websites than, yes, North Korea. It was a data leak that happened, and I don't want to get into too many particular details of actually how it all happened, but if you go online, you can find how actually the whole thing did pan out. Anyway, they have 28 websites on their intranet. Now, there are some funny things that North Korea has been doing concerning the internet. Quite recently, they launched a streaming service, which is a little bit like Netflix or Amazon Prime. And you'll love the name. You will love the name. The name is something that I don't think anybody can even come up with that kind of idea unless it was for something else. But believe it or not, North Korea's Netflix-type service, and I'm not making this up. I'm honestly not making this up. You can actually go online and read the information about it. But it is actually called Man Bang. That's MANBANG. Yes, Man Bang. I'm sorry, but doesn't that sound like a website or a streaming service for something else? Yeah, anyway, that's what they're calling it. Man Bang. It's just I'm laughing because that's like somebody saying Sarah Palin is intelligent. Man Bang. Yes, it's called Man Bang. Whosever idea was it to come up with that name obviously had no idea. And I was kind of looking into the kind of material that they will have on Man Bang. And no, it's not what you're thinking. It's going to be, for example, documentaries and films that are already airing on Central Korean television. So essentially, it's going to be a mirror of everything that's being shown on Central Korean television. I mean, can you imagine like a binge watching of the diet of Kim Jong Il or Kim Jong Un, nighttime in Pyongyang? I mean, I don't know. It's sort of crazy. It's just sort of crazy. But the name, Man Bang. Oh, really have to wonder sometimes how some of these things come up. But anyway, getting back to what I was saying, they have 28 websites. And there are North Korean smartphones. Now, the smartphones that are available in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or North Korea, are copies of Chinese phones. Now, of course, we all know that Chinese are very good at copying. So the North Koreans are copying, in some cases, a copy of a phone. And they're not working off Mac OS, and they're not working off Android. They've created their own funny little system based on Android and Microsoft Windows. And I have actually put the feelers out because I'd like to get hold of some way, shape, or form of one of these North Korean smartphones just to say, I actually have one, and it's funny. Yeah, I mean, I just really want to get hold of one, especially in... I have a set-top box from Manbang. I mean, how funny is that? Anyway, yes, North Korea and the intranet. There's a lot of information online. If you go around and check it out, you'll find so much information out there on what they're doing and what they're not doing and how completely silly and funny it is. Okay, time now for more music. And what can we listen to? I was thinking the other day of an album that I have of Charlie Steinman, the Charlie Steinman Orchestra. Actually, the name Charlie Steinman is a creative name. It's a created name. There is no person or no orchestra leader by the name of Charlie Steinman. It actually was somebody else. And it was told to me by Tony Curry from Radio 6 International who it was, and I can't remember now for the life of me. Anyway, here is the Charlie Steinman Orchestra, and Yes, Indeed.
Thank you.
Charlie Simon Orchestra with Yes Indeed. And Yes Indeed, there is no Charlie Simon. It's actually another German bandleader who recorded under that name, a little bit like Roberto Delgado. There were many albums that were released under the Roberto Delgado and his orchestra. There was no Roberto Delgado. It was actually somebody else, just like Manuel and the Music of the Mountains, which actually was Jeffrey Love. Anyway, you are listening to Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Last weekend, I picked up an amazing box set that I'd heard about and actually finally came across it. It just started selling in Taiwan. It's of Nina Simone. Now, Nina Simone is a singer that either you like her or you don't. Personally, I love Nina Simone. Depending on what recordings they are, depending on what label that she recorded on, because they're all very different. This is a box set that includes all seven LPs. Yes, it's an LP box set of the albums that she recorded for the Philips label in the 1960s. Seven albums, which I consider probably the best work that she did, because each one is very different, and each one is almost like its own story in many ways. And they released all seven. Now, what I love today, especially with vinyl. Now, some people would think, well, why would you buy vinyl? Because then you can't listen to it digitally on your iPad or iPhone or whatever. Well, that is actually not exactly true, because many LPs that you buy today include a little piece of paper, or sometimes even a little piece of cardboard, maybe 3 inches by 3 inches, sometimes larger, sometimes smaller. And it includes a passcode. And the passcode is to download digitally all the tracks that are on the LP, so you don't have to do the time-consuming process of recording everything in real time, breaking up the tracks in real time, and labeling them in real time. You can just automatically download it. And very often, the versions that they actually prepare for download are even higher quality than a regular CD. So if you do find new albums out there, especially new pressings, on new material and reissues. One of the companies that's doing it is called Back to Black, black as in the color of vinyl. And this one, actually, for the Nina Simone, I was able to download the entire seven LPs and put them on my iPhone so I could listen to it in my car when I'm driving. And I also have the LPs at home. It's an amazing thing. It is absolutely amazing. And you're starting to see them more and more of them. Now, this is, I think, an idea that is fantastic. It really is. Because, essentially, you're getting two albums for the price of one. You're getting the actual hard copy vinyl version. And you're getting the digital file, so you can listen to it on any kind of mobile device. Fantastic idea. So let's take a listen to one track from one of those LPs. The LP is actually I've Got a Spell on You, which is one of her big hits, but we're not going to listen to that song. The song we're going to listen to is a song that was made famous by Charles Aznavour, Il Faut Savoir. In English, You've Got to Learn, Nina Simone.
To learn to show a happy face, although you're full of misery, you mustn't show a trace of sadness and never look for sympathy. You've got to learn, although it's very hard, the way of pocketing your pride. Sometimes face humiliation while you were burning up inside. Facing reality is often hard to do when it seems happiness is gone. You've got to learn. To learn to leave the table love's no longer being served. Just show everybody that you're able to leave without saying the word. You've got to learn to hide your sorrow and go on living as before. What good is thinking of tomorrow? Who knows what it may have in store? You've got to learn to be much stronger. At times your head must rule your heart. You've got to learn from hard experience and listen to advice and sometimes pay the price and learn to live with a broken heart.
You've got to learn. One of my favorite interpretations of that song, other than the Charles Aznavour version in French. We still have time to play a little bit more music on the Today Show. I want to get at least two more songs in because we did have that long spoken word piece at the beginning. Well, relatively long, it was around 8 minutes, I think. So, here is Paul Kuhn and the WDR Big Band with Skyliner. Skyliner, Paul Kuhn, and the WDR Big Band. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. Our last song today is going out to a friend of mine who I've known for more than 20 years. He's a singer, and he also is a radio host and has recorded a number of albums. His name is George Evans. And George actually was ill for the past year, and he's finally making a recovery and expected to go back singing. He got a bit of a stomach kind of infection, which actually turned out to be worse than he originally thought. Anyway, he's on the mend, as he would say. So we're going to end with his version of I Believe in You. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
You've got the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Then there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. Oh, I believe in you. I believe in you. I hear the sound of good, solid judgment whenever you talk, loud and clear. Then there's that bold, brave spring of the tiger that quickens your walk. I believe in you. And when my faith in my fellow man all but falls apart, I've but to feel your hand grasping mine, and I take heart, I take heart, to see the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Then there's that slam, bang, tang, reminiscent of gin and vermouth. Oh, I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe it.